Hello, everyone, and welcome to the latest Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry here on 100.7 WHUD, and this week I'm talking to senior football star at Mamaroneck High School, Jason Cox. So, hi, and welcome to the show there, Jason.
Hi.
So, hey, congratulations, by the way. Well-deserved honor, I see, from some of the numbers you've been putting up this season.
Thank you very much.
And we've also got your coach with us, and that is and it's Vitti. Is that how you pronounce the last name?
That's correct, Frankenberry.
All right. All right. So, Coach Anthony Vitti, you're with us as well. And first, now, this is kind of cool, the fact that you guys have just completed an undefeated season for the first time since 1978. Now, if I do the math correctly, that's like 34 years. That's pretty impressive.
I think you're 10 years off.
Am I 10 years off? Am I adding up numbers wrong? That's what happened when you try to do things too early in the morning. But anyway, still, the first undefeated season in quite some time. Now, what's it like? How many of the older guard, the older players come back to these games now, you know, especially with the fact that, you know, you're in the middle of this undefeated season for the first time in years?
I mean, I can't really speak to that because I don't know all those older players, but I'm sure Coach Vitti knows.
Yeah, we've had an outpouring of support from community, from past players. A lot of that actual team from 1978 has been reaching out, have been coming to games, have been following through local media. So it's been pretty great.
I'm sure it has. I'm sure it has. And I'm sure they're very excited about this. And you're the captain. You're the starting quarterback. And you had an amazing game, as I see from the nomination sheet, just this past weekend against Scarsdale, correct? Is that was that to close things out, Scarsdale game?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's mentioned that Scarsdale is a rival. What is that like? I went to Mayapack High School in Putnam. So our big rival was Carmel. Is Scarsdale kind of like, you know, that kind of thing where it's we got to beat Scarsdale? You circle that on your calendar every year?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right. So, well, you had a big game, 10 of 14, 200 yards, couple of touchdowns. Let's see. You rushed for 118 yards and three touchdowns. So a 38-7 win. Pretty convincing there to close things out.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, and a nice exclamation point on what has been a fantastic season for you. I see there in just seven games, you passed for almost 1,000 yards, 10 touchdowns, you rushed for 302, and you had eight touchdowns. Now, with just the seven games, did you have an injury involved there at some point during the season?
No, I didn't, but I didn't play every game because of blowouts. And
all right, I got you. And this is on the heels also of being the team MVP last season, where you passed for 15 touchdowns and you rushed for seven more. So now with the postseason, who's up first?
We have Mount Vernon this Friday.
Okay, and when it comes to rankings, because I don't know, where are you ranked?
There are two leagues. We're the number one seed in our league.
Okay, and then what kind of opponent does Mount Vernon look like? I mean, where were they ranked as a seed?
They were ranked fourth in the other league.
Now, have you played them this season at any earlier point?
No, we haven't played them this year.
Okay, all right, so it's not a rematch, but well, good luck with you. Good luck to that. And now, how did you all finish last season, by the way?
We were 6-3. We made it to the playoffs, and we lost in the first round.
All right, and I see that you've been a varsity starter for three seasons, and you were elected captain last year as a junior, which, according to your nomination letter, is a rarity. Coach, why don't you speak to that, and also speak to just what it's been like to coach Jason for these last three seasons as a starter?
Thank you. Yeah, it's been an absolute pleasure to coach Jason. You know, he's self-motivated. He's the hardest worker in the room, on the team, on the field, in the classroom. And so he's also the energy or motor, if you will, that kind of makes us go. So, you know, when Jason's moving, I think a lot of the players look to him. You know, he's been able to kind of carry a lot of the pressure and weight of expectations on his broad shoulders. And it's mean the world to us.
All right. And the fact that you were able to, you know, to be nominated and take the leadership role of the captain as a junior, what's it like now for you to be the captain of the team? And have you learned anything from being the captain as a junior to where you are now as a senior? Have you approached anything differently as a senior as opposed to maybe a junior when you were the first time captain?
I think as a senior, I have a little bit more responsibility as a captain because last year I was a younger guy. I kind of let the seniors run the show, but I knew this year I'd have to really, I guess, kind of be a mentor to the younger guys on the team and kind of show them what's what.
And now, does that put any pressure on you, or is that more like a motivator for you?
I mean, I always think there's a little bit of pressure. You kind of got to be like the coaches are always on you about something. You always have to get stuff done, but it's also a great pleasure to be a captain.
And you're obviously, you know, you're walking the walk there out on the football field too, or you're, you know, you're at least showing the players that, you know, this is how you're supposed to do it. And like Coach said, you know, you're the motor of the team. So I'm sure the younger players recognize that. And when you were first starting, say in that, sophomore year, I'm sure you had somebody that you looked up to, who was a captain of the team. Did you take anything from those guys possibly being your mentor that you've been able to use now?
Yeah. Sophomore year, there were a few guys that I looked up to. And I guess something I really took away from that was how much they helped the younger kids. Like, even if you're a freshman on JV, whatever it is, they always went out of their way to help you with whatever you needed.
Which is great. And I'm sure, you know, it's kind of cool, actually, to have that come full circle in a sense where you're able to kind of pay it forward. You know, I mean, you were, you know, you got the assist when you were younger. Now you're able to do the same. And hopefully these younger players are learning from you and they'll able to take, you know, be able to take that to the next step when they become captain, you know, or one of them does. Now, I also noticed that you've been all league, all section, all county, all state player, but also you play baseball and lacrosse. What positions do you play in baseball and lacrosse?
Well I played lacrosse for the first time last year. I played defensive middie, and then baseball I pitch and I play shortstop.
Okay. I figured you might be, as the quarterback, you might be a pitcher as well. So now time-wise, chronologically, we're talking what is it, it's football, then lacrosse, then baseball, or is
I started off playing baseball. I played all the way up until sophomore year, then junior year I played lacrosse.
Okay, so you still got those seasons to come, though, right, before the end of your senior year?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. So, well, how did you all do when it comes to, say, baseball last year?
The baseball team, I think they lost in the first round last year, and then the lacrosse team, we lost in the section championship.
Wow. Okay. So, well, you guys basically are consistently making it to the postseason. That's a very cool thing. That's got to make you feel kind of good to know that it's not just one sport, but three sports that you're able to take into the postseason.
Yeah, it's nice.
I'm Frankenberry, and you're listening to 100.7 WHUD and Con Edison's Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm speaking with Jason Cox of Mamaroneck High School. And Jason, when it comes to this award, academics, they're an equal part of it, and you seem to be in pretty good shape there. You got a 93 average and a number of AP courses, including economics and calculus BC. By the way, what is the BC when it says calculus BC?
I don't really know.
All right. Well, hey, Coach, you're smiling. So maybe that'll make like three of us or two and a half of us or something. But whatever. It's calculus. There's also environmental studies. You're in your fifth year of French, and it also mentions college here. Is that fifth year of college course?
Yeah, you can get credits from the University at Albany.
And also, you've got a couple of interesting classes. I see intermediate clay. I'm going to assume that's an art class of some type.
Yeah, it is.
And this is the one that I love, because, see, I'm a sci-fi geek, just to let you know. But I see that you're taking classic science fiction. Now, how did you get into a class like that? And I'm envious, by the way. I wish a class like that was available to me when I was in high school.
They offer half-year courses here for English, so I just signed up for it.
Any particular books that you've been a big fan of?
None in particular, but as a class, we read Watchmen. It's like a comic book.
Okay. All right. Hey, like I said, I'm a sci-fi geek, so I just had to bring that up. But I also notice here that your favorite subject is math, and that's something that would interest you in moving on to college and possibly business management. Now, where do you stand now on those thoughts of college?
Well, I'm trying to play football still. I'm still looking around, talking to different coaches.
Okay. Well, good luck to that. And I also see that you lead some clinics with the younger athletes in a couple of sports. And it's got to be fun to work with the kids.
Yeah, it's definitely fun. I mean, it's the future of the school and the sports programs. It's good to meet them and see what they can do.
And I'm sure it's pretty rewarding to see maybe some lessons, you know, if you catch one of their games and say, hey, you know, I remember talking to him about that and he's picked up on it.
Yeah, it's awesome to see things come full circle.
And I also note here in the nomination letter that when it comes to the kids, it says right here that this season has really galvanized the community and flocks of elementary children have come out to seek Jason's attention. So I guess you're kind of a star, Doc. Do they break out pens and paper for you as well? just in case, future reference.
Sometimes, but it's not only me, it's all the rest of the team too.
And in the community in August of last year, Hurricane Ida hit you folks pretty hard, and you helped organize a cleanup initiative in some of the more affected areas. Now, how does it feel to be able to offer some relief to those families who were hit hard like that?
It was awesome. It was great team building exercise, and we're just giving back to the people who support us every Friday night.
And you volunteered for Swim Across America. What'd you do there?
As a team, we helped set up and take down like tables, chairs. We gave out towels and stuff like that.
Okay. And another rewarding thing has got to be the midnight runs where you all help distribute food to the homeless shelters, and you do this through your church. What's that feel like?
Oh, I did it with a couple of my friends. It always feels good to give back to people who are in need. They don't often have as much as, I guess, someone around, like, who lives around me would have, and it just feels good to give them the opportunity.
Right. I mean, anytime you can help out your neighbors, that is a good thing to do. And also, now I will say that you're a better man than I here, but you've umped baseball and ref some football games from the Mamaroneck Youth Leagues. Now, listen, I remember one time when I was a kid, we had just gotten done with a practice. I was older and somebody came up to me and they said, "Hey, listen, we need an umpire for one of the Little League games. Are you interested?" After about two innings, I was ready to run away screaming. So how do you deal with being an umpire and possibly deal with some of the parents out there?
Well, I've only had really one, I guess, bad experience with a parent where he thought that his kid's hit didn't go under the fence, but I think it did, and it was a ground rule double, and he tried to talk to, I don't know, I just, it was like a third grade baseball game.
See, I'm with you. Yes, they can get a little, what's the best word to put? A little excited, you might say. And also, you work in the summertime as a lead counselor at the Larchmont Yacht Club. Now, what does a lead counselor do there? Is that kind of like a day camp, or is that like a summer camp, the yacht club there?
Yeah, it's a 6-week summer camp. There are head counselors and junior counselors, and we all have a different age group that we stay with all day. And the head counselor just takes attendance, makes sure all the kids are there all the time.
Putting those leadership qualities into effect there as well. And this is the part now, Jason, where I do read some praise to see if I can get folks to blush a little bit. So this was from your nomination letter. He is a formidable athlete who is highly regarded by his peers, coaches, and teachers at MHS. Whenever I see Jason in the hallway, he's always surrounded by students of all ages. He is an influencer and leader, both in the classroom and on the field. How does that make you feel, knowing that that's the way you're perceived?
That makes me feel great. I love being seen as that kind of person.
And that's great. And just be careful, though, by the way, because they did call you an influencer. So you better stay on top of that Instagram page. So now, before we close up shop here, Coach, I'll ask you for some final thoughts on Jason.
Yeah, I just, you know, Jason's an amazing young man. You know, he's exactly the kind of young man you want to see grow up through our school, through our community. The fact that he gives back so much, and that, you know, he's being a little modest, but when the young kids come around him, he's so polite, so kind, so courteous. I think he remembers himself as that youthful young man looking up at some of those kids, and he just has the right perspective on what high school athletics is all about. We're really proud of him and look forward to more playing with him on the field.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Good luck to that. And Jason, good luck to you when it comes to searching out some football, when it comes to eventually down the road making your way to college. So I wish you the best.
Thank you. And
it was very nice talking to the two of you. So again, Jason, congratulations on the award. Coach Vitti, thank you for joining us as well.
Thank you.
And from Mamaroneck High School's Jason Cox, you've been listening to the Con Edison Westchester Scholastic Sports Athlete of the Week. I'm Frankenberry, and please join us again next week right here on 100.7 WHUD.